NHKPP. NHKPP. W8FU. W8RCY. Good morning. Good morning. What is your status? In the lobby. All righty. ETA, about 2 minutes. W8FU. Copy, W8RCY. Where you at, Phil?
Mile away.
All right, we're less than that, but I'm stopping at Starbucks.
All right, should be about the same time. ABPR.
All right, I'll be we'll be there about the same time. So see you there. I'll be at a few.
NHKPP, NHL, go ahead.
Very good.
to report us. We're sorry. We're having some struggles here with the Sunset part of our operation.
I got that you're having trouble with Simplex and the rest was covered by another station. Say again.
Okay, we were having some problems with our Simplex operation that we need to work on. Where's your location?
I'm at the staging area on Ryan Road.
Ready?
Drop out, in and out, you're in and out, say again. Quit moving around and say again.
Are you ready to copy?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we need to go to Macomb County Health Department, 27690 Van Dyke, and take a picture, timestamp picture, or again, return the address. 27690 Van Dyke, Macomb County Health Department.
That is, to confirm this, 27650 or 90?
90.
Very good, I'll be over there shortly. Round on me shortly. HLY's out.
Thank you, Tom. And a KPP.
Mile Road. It does appear to be operating normally at this time.
and emailed a picture. However, I had to relocate to get the repeater, so I'm no longer at that station. I'm about a mile away.
Repeat your last traffic part. You had to relocate.
I had to relocate to be able to see the repeater, so I'm about a mile south of that last location.
Okay, very good. Stand by. Thank you, KTB.
And it is JT. Standing by.
It is JT. And it is JT. I'm counting ARTFC
test.
One last assignment for you, Joe. We need you to go to the fire department in New Baltimore, make sure everything looks normal there, send us a timestamp picture, and after that, check in with us. And KCC.
At New Baltimore Fire Department, I will contact you when I arrive.
I'm sorry, NAHLY from NAKPP.
NAKPP, NAHLY Mobile.
Good afternoon, or good morning, sir. We have time for you. One more checkup, if you don't mind. We need you to go to 29505 Mound. 29505 Mound, that's the Myers. Make sure everything there looks normal, operational, and nothing out of the ordinary, please. And then send your data back here.
To that, heading over to Meyer on Mountains, and it's online.
Thanks. And just for your knowledge, we're next to each other, but we've got more going on than we can handle, so. Whatever way you're coming back for thank you for checking in. And thank you for
doing. November 8, Kilo Papa Papa. This is Kilo 8 Whiskey Alpha Mobile.
KHWA, stand by, please. And HKTP, that's himself. You're AWMIC. KHWA. We have an assignment for you if you're ready.
KAWA, ready to copy.
5460 Argent. Alpha Romeo Delta Edward Nora. Ward Community Center. You need to go there. Verify everything's normal. And timestamp photo back to. Back to Dave.
Three to 5460 Harden and photograph facility. Is there a POC there? Go ahead.
Negative. We're not doing this test that week. We just need you to send us a photo. Your card, send us a photo. We don't want to be very invasive. This is just a test.
After that, just send a photo and then go back to Mike on the Mac repeater. Go ahead.
Negative per Dave. He says everybody that's mobile should try to stay on this channel. And our next exercise will figure out what we're doing, but right now, for today, it's this one.
Roger that. This is Kilo 8 Whiskey Alpha, proceeding to the Arden location.
Appreciate it, WA8MAC. This is NHKPP. This is just a drill. This is just a test.
Yeah.
Houston calling Mid Control, and it's safe to speak. There is H-M-A-R-C, right? Go ahead, try it again. Negative copy. Negative copy, station. N-A-D-H-L-Y. Go ahead and try. N-A-K-T-T.
N-A-K-T-T, N-A-H-L-Y. I'm here at the Meyer store. I took the picture and sent it in. Now what?
Stand by.
Everything seems to be operating normally here. No, nothing unusual.
Stand by, N-A-H-L-Y. We're looking for one more time for you. N-A-H-L-Y, N-A-H-L-Y. That's your A-H-M-A-T. This is just a drill, this is just a practice. Are you ready to copy one more for us?
Yeah, you're a little muffled, but try and see what I can hear you.
Okay, 30619 Tanner. 30619 Tanner. Warren Fire Department, station number 5. Just a picture, please.
Say again the address number.
30619. 30619.
Very good, sir. On the way in, any telling.
Okay, is this better? I picked up the power a little bit.
Power is better. The audio quality is muffled. That's a little hard for me to hear.
Okay, very good. Sorry about that. N-H-K-T-T-W-A-A-M-A-T. This is just a drill. Just a drill. Just a test.
Control or N-8-K-P-P, this is K-8-W-A. I've arrived at the second location, taken the pictures and sent them in, ready to deploy.
Okay, clear. You were at the Meyer. That, no, I take that back. W-A, you were at the Warren Community Center. You're ready to clear and looking for an assignment. N-A-K-P-P, W-A-A-N-A-C, stand by. Station calling standby. K-A-W-A from W-A-A-N-A-C. And control, this is drill. You ready to copy?
K-8-W-A, ready to copy.
Okay, we need you to verify operational status of the Home Depot. Picture is good enough. 25879 Hoover, 25879 Hoover, and send us a photo with a timestamp, please.
K-8-W-A will deploy to the Home Depot, 25879 Hoover. Take a picture and verify the status. K-8-W-A standing by.
Station calling. I believe it was station calling. I did not get it. This is deployment control for W-A-8-M-A-C, Macomb County. R-P-S-C. Go ahead with your traffic and your call time, please. N-8-A-C-T, N-8-A-C-T. Very good. Clear. Stand by, and there's a repeater up there by you that will also connect to this that works well. Your signal is somewhat limited. There's one in Richmond. If you would like to try that repeater, that will take you to here as well. I believe it's 442.225. Try that. You come back in better. NHKPP. AANAC Combe County, ARTSE. This is the drill, this is the test exercise. AHWA from WAHMAC, NHKPP, and control, this is the drill, checking on your status.
And control, this is KAWA, I'm en route to the Home Depot on Hoover Road, go ahead.
Very good, checking your status. NHKPP, 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 WAHMAC, Combe County, ARPSC, checking on your status. You're cleared, you're checking out for their day? Okay, if there's something you could do to increase your signal, that would be great. We're having a difficult time hearing this. NHKPP, we might have a solution here. Go ahead and call the net control on 147-200. Let's see if that works better for you. 147-200, call net control there. NHKPP, Combe County ARPSC. Over. Try it.
NHKPP, NHLY,
go ahead. NHKPP.
I have arrived at the assignment on Warren Fire Station. Took the picture, sent it in. As a point of information, the station is still under construction. It's not occupied yet.
Okay. Is it that information? Stand by.
I'm going to call in on 10CS. I'll be right back. HLY. Net control, this is Kilo 8 Whiskey Alpha at the Home Depot, Hoover Road. Took pictures and sent them in, ready to deploy to the next location.
Okay, WA. Stand by, and thank you for that. Station calling. Matt, go ahead. KHWA from WAAMAC. Control, NHKPP, you copy.
KAWA Mobile, ready to copy.
Our commander-in-chief would like pictures of a gas station operational and make sure everything looks normal to you there. So we need a report back of operation normal, operation under distress, and operations closed or open. And, of course, a photograph with a timestamp. WA8MAC, part of the night control, and NAK2C is here.
Net control, this is KWA. Please repeat the location of the gas station. Go ahead.
Any gas station will work, sir. Any gas station in your vicinity.
Roger that. I'll check on the Kroger station right here. Stand by.
NAKBG and NHLY.
And HLY, go ahead.
Yeah, I completed the assignment, sent the picture in, waiting for the next assignment.
Stand by. NAHLY from NAKCC. This is a drill, this is a drill. Are you familiar with the Red Run drain?
Yeah, roughly it runs parallel to the Metropolitan Parkway between 15 and 16, I think. I know I cross over it when I go down to Chain every now and again.
Negative, that's not what we were thinking. We didn't want to send you that far. Just a second, sir.
NAKPP and NHLY.
Yeah, we were working on a deployment if you're still available. We'd like you to go to take a picture, or let's not do the picture. Let's just do the visual of the police department. Make sure everything is okay. No need to basically do a drive-by. Make sure that no protesters, no problems are outside of the building at 2990 South Civic. And you can just report back with that data. Let us know. This is just a drill. This is a drill.
Say again the name and the address of the department.
From in front of the police department, just a visual of the parking garage and things of that nature. And the address is 29900 South Pacific Drive. It's the Warren Police Department.
Very good, on the way. I found the Red Run drain on the map, too, so if you need information on it.
Okay. We were running out of things to check in that area, and we were trying to keep the dry time for you guys all a minimum. NHKPPWA8MAC.
Net control, this is Kilo 8 Whiskey Alpha.
KHWA, net control, traffic control, WA8MAC, NHKPP. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Kilo 8 Whiskey Alpha Mobile. I've sent pictures of the Kroger gas station adjacent to the Home Depot. They're open and operating normally, ready for my next location.
Stand by. Everyone listening, this is just a drill, this is just a test, this is just an exercise of Macomb County ARTXC.
This is K8WA. Go ahead.
K8WA. Next assignment, next assignment. Copy address of E207 Eastbound Railroad. E207 Eastbound Railroad. gonna head there and take a picture, advise on status.
WA Mobile, proceed to 8207 East 9 Mile Road and report status. Go ahead, or confirm.
That's fine. Show your route at 1043.
I did not copy that. Please repeat. Go ahead.
That's the firm, sir. Address 8207 East 9 Mile Road. Show your route, 1047.
Roger that. I'm on my way. Kilo 8, Whiskey Alpha.
NHJPP, NHLY.
NHHLY, NHJPP.
Completed my tour of the police department, Warren Police Department. Everything's quiet. No external activities going on.
NHHLY, NHHLC, the WAAMAC, Homecoming Will. We have one more for you, if you would mind. You can check the pool. Make sure that there's no violence or trouble at a school. We'll get you the address of the school right now, and that's near you. This is a drill. This is just a drill.
Okay. 1 minute until I get stopped.
No hurry. NHKPC. K4 is Red Light 2. You around? K4 is Red Light 2. NHKPC. The Macomb County ARPSC. This is just a drill. This is just a drill. This is just a test. Are you around?
NHLY when you're ready.
Okay. NHLY. NHKPC. WAAMAC, you ready for the final deployment?
Hey, somebody, go ahead.
Who's no high school? Do a drive-by with a photo. 30333 Hoover. 30333 Hoover. Who's no high school? And report that in. And let us know when you're clear there. And also let us know when you're check at your station 8 or your home. So 10:52.
Roger that. Heading there now. In any shall we?
Thanks for everything, sir. You're 8-1-18. K-A-4 is Edwight Hughes, K-A-4 is Edwight Hughes from WAAMAC, Home County ARPSC, checking up on you. NHKPP clear.
Net control, this is Kilo 8 Whiskey Alpha.
Station calling, repeat your call, go ahead.
Kilo 8 Whiskey Alpha at location is 8207 9 Mile Road. I took pictures and sent them in. Ready for next assignment.
Okay, stand by. KWAP, stand by. Our lead controller guy is on the radio. I'll be right back with you. NHKPP. This is a test. This is a test. This is an emergency drill test. KWA-NHKPP. Can you copy?
KPP is KWA. Copy, loud and clear.
Very good. Go ahead and check in with the net control on the 7.2. We are done with your services, and you would be so kindly as to check out with him.
Roger that. Check out with net control on 7.2. KWA. Have a good day.
Hey, thank you for all your efforts. Fulton County, ARCSP.
N8KPP from N8WRO.
Fulton County, ARCSP. N-H-W-R-O, this is N-H-K-P-P. Your local deployed only, the way I read your document?
That is correct. I'm available to go mobile in the Richmond area.
Very good. We've got a task for you. We need you to go to a grocery store, stand outside or stay in your car, snap a picture and send it to Dave, and that's it, and then just check back with us.
N8WRO, I understand the assignment. I will head out mobile to the Kroger store in Richmond, take a photo, and respond back. N8WRO, out.
Stand by. N-A-W-R-O, yeah, do you have the email address to send the timestamp photo to?
N-A-W-R-O, that is correct. I do have a timestamp camera available.
Very good. Send us a picture of the Kroger, and when you're driving by the gas station, send us a picture of the gas station, just to make sure that everything is normalized up there. That's part of our county. And check back with us, and thank you for your efforts.
Understood. N8WRO.
1104.
N8HLY standing by.
N8HLY, N8KPP. This is a test, this is a drill, this is an exercise. Go ahead.
Finished my assignment at the high school, sent the pictures in. But now what?
That's it. Check in and check out with net control on 7.2. Thanks for everything, sir.
Good, sir. We'll do this again sometime. NHLY is clear at USY.
NHKPP for the Home County ARC SP drill and test.
Charles Zulu, Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec.
Somebody calling net control, NHKPP for the Macomb County ARP-SE.
NHKPP from W8FU.
W8FU, NHKPP, go ahead.
Yeah, I heard you guys were getting ready for the hot wash. Can you let me know when it's back to regular use?
Okay, we have one more guy still out, and NHWRO is still out. As soon as he's clear, Sean will get back to you.
Absolutely no hurry at all. You guys use it as long as you need to. I'm just saying, just kind of give me a bump here, because I just turned it back on. So I'll get out of your way. I apologize. W8FU.
Okay. Yeah, we learned a lot of things today. So we have a lot of things on our end that are going to need to be enhanced. So we can talk about it later. NHKCC. NAWRO, net control, Macomb County ARPSC, how's your status?
NAWRO, I am arriving at the Kroger store now to begin the picture series.
Okay, we only need one, sir, just make sure it's a normal operation, and set it set.
AAAUGQ mobile monitoring.
NAKPP, NAWRO.
NAWRO, and you're calling ARPSC. Go ahead.
Assignment complete for the gas station and grocery store. I'll be returning to my home QTH. This is a test. NAWRO.
Very good, sir. If you could check in with 147.2 and clear there. Tell him that you're clear. Tell him you've done with all your assignments. He's keeping control of the master log. I'm just keeping control of the deployment log. And thank you for your help today.
Understood. NAWRO.
NAZYQ, W4ZYQ. You around? Sorry, KZ4ZYQ. KZ4ZYQ. System of Macomb County, ARPSC deployment channel, part of the test for the state. We're going to return the FBI repeater to normal amateur use. Thank you, everybody, for being so patient. And Sean, W8FU, if you're listening, you can turn on the connectivity. NH222 clear. Thank you, everyone. NAKPP mobile.
NAWRO. Well, that was fun.
It was. We learned quite a few things. So, got a lot of good ideas to simple things. Many things that are going to take work.
End of that one, Wally. You still on Warren?
I am.
I didn't catch the question at the end there.
Now, I got to figure out what I'm doing wrong here. Yeah, it went well. We had a good time, and we learned a lot of things. We had some cross-banding, or issues that we have to work on. So it's not anything that needs any technical experience. I don't think it's just practices on our part. So we learned a lot.
Well, that's great. I just thought everything worked, other than that, though, I just thought everything worked fairly well. And nice having the Discord app in the background. At first, you guys were live streaming there.
Yeah, well, I think Dave was doing the Discord stuff. I was doing the deployment stuff. Mike was doing, the master. He was the master of it all. We were trying to do VHF deployment channels, and that failed miserably, and we couldn't figure out what was going on, and I was blaming my equipment. And then at the very end of it, we were talking to St. Clair County, and then Mike started talking on the 7.2 repeater, and that was the end of the communications with St. Clair County. And that's when Paul figured out, okay, you guys can't do that. So we learned a lot about that, too.
Okay, now that is interesting. Huh, I wonder what was that up with that.
Well, the, we're at 145, 330 or something, 147, 330, and 147, 200. They were just too close, and then we were trying to use the other frequencies, and so I guess if we're going to do a, you know, if it does end up being that way, if we end up doing a deployment channel and operations channel, if that's what the future holds, and like I said, that's not, none of that's my decision, then one is going to have to be the primary channel. Of course, it's going to always be the Macomb MARPSC, and the deployment channel will have to be something in UHF, be a simplex or be a repeater.
Yes, that makes total sense. I am glad that on this one you guys clarified that you don't have to switch back and forth. You can go to your channel with assignments, stick with you while you're deployed, and then you don't have to bounce back and forth. But whichever way, it's good that you guys clarified that for today.
Yeah, and you know, and then the other nice thing was, the other thing that was really, really nice is Mike and I were in the same room. I mean, we were a table apart, but we were in the same room, so I could hear what he was doing, and he could hear what I was doing, so we could, you know, adjust. I don't use the word correct. That sounds like blah. But we could adjust what each one of us was communicating. If one of us was communicating something that was opposite of what the other one was communicating. So, you know, and for, you know, Mike is always the lead, so, you know, if you're doing deployment, you don't want to do anything that's going to counteract what he says. So that worked out good, too. And then you couldn't hear each other on the radio. Some, maybe, but we were trying to minimize that as well.
Yeah, well, for what it's worth, I couldn't hear any back traffic, you know, while I was on, like, your channel dealing with you. I did notice, though, oddly enough, up here in Richmond, the 7.2 came in a lot better, which, of course, that's coming straight from Warren, right? And then, for some reason, your signal on the FBI was a little lower than it normally is, but it might just been the location of the equipment there. But, like, right now, you're coming in strong like normal.
And you know what's weird about all of that? This is the exact same radio. That's what's weird. So it had to have been something with the antenna or the coax or something, that, you know, because we didn't check anything. So, because I yanked my radio out of my car because it's mounted on a stand, so it had, then it's clamped on in a couple locks. So if I have to stop fast or something or get in an accident, I was going to get smacked in the head with a radio. But this is the exact same radio. That's what's really weird about it. So, you know, somebody else said that they had a hard time hearing me, and I couldn't figure, you know, like, the first thing in my head was, well, why? You know what I'm saying? This is my mobile radio. So there was something a little different there, too. So next time we're there, we'll check the antenna. I'll see if something of that nature is making it happen.
All good. Lessons learned. It was a good event. Really appreciated it.
Sorry it took so long to deploy you. That was my fault. I was looking at the list, like, okay, who did I forget? Who did I forget? And then all of a sudden I saw your name there. I go, oh, no.
Yeah, no worries. It just was, I was unable to complete that as quick as I really wanted to, because I knew you guys wanted to wrap up the net. And sure enough, there's a funeral procession in front of me down M-19. So, you know, I don't want to make fun of that, but that slowed me down a little to get to Kroger's on the south side of town. So I got the photos of the gas station and the Kroger's grocery store, and I will be sending those off and finishing up my 214 as well.
I appreciate it. That's the department, so I have no advice or comment on any of that. So, but other than that, all is well. So, Tim, I believe it is. Thank you for everything, and I had a good time. I learned quite a bit. So, and then I also used a radio that I wasn't familiar with. It's got one of those TTYs, and I think that was the first time I ever played with it. It took me halfway to figure out how to turn up the darn power, but I finally did.
That was similar to me trying to fiddle with that Discord app this morning just before the net started. You guys go, where's that coming from? It's like, well, that's the Discord app.
Yeah, we like that. We use it at work now even to communicate. So, I mean, it's like a blanket type thing and everybody knows what's going on. So that works out really, really nice. So, very good. Okay, I'm going to let you go. I have to call my wife and tell her I'm on my way, so glad you had a good time, and I'd say thanks for the help, but it's really not my position, but enjoyed working with you. Look forward to in the future, and I shall see you probably in another Thursday night in HKPG.
W8FU. Roger, down here by the grandkids. And, so let me know if I'm going to be here anyway.
Yep, we get ours tonight at about 4:30, 5 o'clock in that area. Well, that's what's on our agenda.
What's on your agenda? What do you got going tonight?
We're going to watch the grandkids and probably do some marshmallows and s'mores on an outside fire. That will make them really happy.
There you go. That's a winner right there. So, that's a good deal. Always good with the grandkids, right?
The way I look at it, fill them up with sugar and give them back. I think it's called karma.
Yeah, energy drinks. Give them energy drinks and send them home with silly string and Play-Doh.
I never thought of the energy drink idea. Should try that. Their little hearts can handle it.
Oh yeah, make sure you get them a little drum kit too.
Get one a drum and the other a guitar, and maybe a microphone. Boy, you've got better ideas. I like them.
Man, I got a jug of windshield washer fluid on its side in the back of my car here, and an SUV, of course, with all over the gas. It accelerates, and it goes deep in there, drive bumps, and I brake. Slide thump. Accelerate slide thump.
You probably should stop and make it not do that, because if it slides and thumps too hard, you could lose all of your window washer solvent into the back of your car, and that wouldn't be a good thing.
Then it'd be a slide swoosh or something.
I do believe that. So, Mike has been working on his report. I got to get mine done. ISC, IOC, whatever, IOUC. I got to get mine done too. 201s or what have you. So, I probably have to do that sometime this weekend because I'm running out of time. And then Monday morning, I fly out to St. Louis. So, I'll be back by Wednesday if you need help moving any pieces around, just let me know.
Alright, yeah, I don't know, I gotta see. The main thing's gonna be finding a replacement for the 675 and, you know, to free up that one. But I don't know, we'll see. I got Jeff working on some options as well. So, not too worried about it, it'll work out one way or the other, but I wouldn't mind getting it on the bench, you know, sooner rather than later so I can fuss with it, because I do got to get the Cisco all interfaced to it and all that good stuff, so there is some work to be done. All right, we just pulled up, so I'm going to bid you adieu, and then get inside, and we'll catch you sometime later. After yours, W8FD.
Have fun with the kids, and look for S'mores and KPP. You guys be good. WACPP.
KF8DRC, KF8AYL.
N8KTP.
KE8CFM.
WFSM mobile, grab it.
Celebrating grandson's copies it.
Look at you celebrating birthdays. Michelle wanted to run to the store to grab something really quick, so I said I'd chauffeur her, so I got out of the house and we ordered dinner. She didn't feel like cooking tonight, but reheating leftovers, so I'm buying her, she wanted a nice burger, so we're trying a new, well, new to us, it's a pub downtown, so we placed an order, so I'm going to have to go pick it up here in about 10 minutes, but she said she'd only be 5 minutes in the Walmart, so we'll see.
Yeah, we had some chicken from a place called, I think it was called, it was really good. My grandson's favorite, he loves McDonald's hamburgers, so we had a whole tray of McDonald's hamburgers. The kids, they fell it up. So it was, you know, just, it was pretty much his stuff, you know, his favorite. It was pretty good. And he had these pies from, it's in Detroit, just on, it's on Kirchville, just outside of Grosse Pointe. It's called Two Sisters, and one was called a, Malted lime, which is kind of a cake on a key lime. And the other one was called, like a maple caramel something. Oh my God, I had to try this a little bit, but you know, for my sugar eater, so, you know, danger.
Well, I do like me a good old pie. Usually I'm a foot. My mom will get making me and my dad usually get her instead of cakes for our birthdays. We'll get a pie. I can understand that. That's for sure.
Well, I was good. I had a little bit. I never heard of the malted lime, so I had a little bit more of that closer to a piece, but very thin sliver. And then I had just a. Two like forkfuls of a maple because I just wanted to try it. And they were good, but I could tell, you know, I couldn't do a lot of it. I would say, not that you can't do that every now and again if you're judicious about it. But anyhow, I'm not used to it. I know that much. It's kind of rich.
Normally, a little every now and then, you know, in moderation is perfectly fine. At least that's what I found. If you live your life too strictly, it's like a, you know. But it doesn't mean, you know, you can't go and have half a pie. It's not what you're supposed to do. Heck, for you, probably 3 bites of that one. If it was maple, what was it? Because, man. Anything maple, I'm thinking, you know, it's like got maple syrup and the bricks and that alone, you know, 2 bites and your sugar's over 400.
Yeah, like maple caramel or something, yeah, it was decadent. And, it reminded me a lot of like a, the filling of a pecan pie. Kind of had that kind of going on. Not really, but I don't know. Enough about pie. Logging recorder stuff. And I'm looking to blast a particular product because I'm bitter.
I don't think they've met a call recorder program that I like. All of them have the quirks. Either
you know, they'll have a decent GUI, but the archiving and exporting for, you know, page work is stupid and not, it doesn't flow right, and so you lose that, and some, every single one I've seen when you export to case, it just, I don't like the meta, it puts so much metadata on every transmission, and it's like, no, it doesn't, it makes the, if you're trying to understand the flow of an incident, it doesn't play right. Well, Michelle said it's going to be 5 minutes, and we're at 9 minutes right now, so, maybe it was one of her 5 minutes, so I'm probably going to be here for another 20 waiting for it, but, I'm on the clock, woman, I'm on my lunch break, damn it. I'm still doing mail migration. It's up to like 300 or 400,000 messages. Although there's only 2 users left, so it's like right on the edge of being done with mail. And then I gotta do calendars, contacts, and drive. So it's like I'm almost ready to start doing the next step in the migration process. But you know, there's 2 users, and I'm at like 400,000 messages. So it's like, these people don't delete their mail. Well, I'm the worst at that, so, yeah, I look back and I think, my God, I got to start deleting this stuff. I have not gone back. I've got stuff dated back to, like, 2012, you know, and it's just like, yeah, I might need to find that, you know, for legacy purposes. No, you won't. You know, I'm a pack rat in real life, and I'm a pack rat when it comes to my email. So I really got to do something about that, especially if I start seriously considering retirement. But circling back on your comment about the call taker stuff, I don't have a whole dog, you know, a dog in the fight. I got some opinions on call taker equipment. I got some opinions on CAD equipment. But it's, you know, not being a practitioner, I don't, I kind of just kind of go, I defer to others, you know, for that. But the one that does, the one that I'm bitter about is actually recording. Mother sells this equipment called Nice. That's the name of the equipment. It's just the worst stuff I ever bought. I don't know if you have any experience with Nice, but it's just terrible. And, we now have Aquature, which is the old PSS people. You know, so I just worlds better. But I also have a local presence with qualified people locally. That's what that's all about. That's all recording, you know, all call taking recording, or not call taking, call driving, all recording.
Yeah, I don't, it sucks. That Nice is not Nice. I'm sorry. So did you hear anything from Dave, how their little SET stuff went for them today? Because you were remote, you weren't there, were you?
No, I wasn't there at all. In fact, I didn't even hear really any of it. I heard a little bit at the end, just before the hot wash. And then I talked to Wally a little bit about it, because I thought I heard there was a problem with the, you know, with them utilizing the FBI system as a backup. They were going to do some operational stuff there, kind of like use that for ops, you know, and then they were going to use the MAC for, you know, the main event. So, and I thought I misinterpreted. I thought I heard that didn't work for them, but Wally explained that it was something else that was the problem. There's some desensing issues that were going on and some other various things, and, you know, so I haven't really, you know, gotten the big picture, you know, to see if I could weigh in on any of it. But it sounded like it was productive. It sounds like they identified some issues. Sounds like they did some stuff, and a little bit of the net I did catch. Sounds like they continue to gain you know, confidence in doing this kind of thing.
Well, cool. Yeah, it was kind of cool to see, like, slot one being used for two things and slot two being used for statewide things all at the same time. Then the different VHS were, like, off doing their things, but yet still covering things. And then, I turned the main UHF down, but I saw that up with traffic, too, for something. But I was like, oh, look at all the packets that are flowing across all the different things. And then all the wind leak traffic, of course. I was just like, oh, traffic is flowing, the bits are moving. WFSO.
Yeah, I know that was a lot of the talk leading up to this, was the wind leak stuff. They wanted to get that all cooking. So, again, I've been really focused on the hardware, obviously, the last few weeks, as you well know, and I haven't really been paying too much attention to the actual operation. So, like I said, I'll probably drop in and get some feedback and see how things went, see if there's what else we could do to make things better. So, very cool. But, yeah, lots of things all lit up today. I wasn't, you know, so tied up, so I could have at least sat and paid attention a little closer tonight, or today. You know, I was so busy with stuff that I had to do, and then I got called out to a sub for my dark team last night, so things I wanted to do last night I had to do today. That, so I went to breakfast with the boys, and then I got on that stuff I wanted to work on, and it just held, but it's just all blew by by the time I had any chance to sit down and listen. Man, the sky is just glowing red to the, would that be to my east? Northeast? I don't know, I can't tell. It's confusing when you're down here in the lower east side, because the road is an east-west road that runs north-south.
Yeah, I'm looking off to the west here, it's pretty. I was like, I want to fly the drone, so I got two other batteries to cycle, and I'm like, because it does look pretty, a little sunset aerial, but Michelle's like, no, I want to run to Walmart. But she's now been in there for 20 minutes. So, yeah. Been in here for 20 minutes now. She needed to get distilled water and two breakfasts, or some stuff for breakfast. Eight, or not eight, something else. She said, it only took me 5 minutes. She's been in there for 20 minutes now. And she was complaining because she's got to get up and leave the house at like 5:30 to go to Detroit in the morning to work. She's working the walk MS in Detroit. So she's like, yeah. I want to hurry up and do this because I want to get to bed tonight because I got to get up at 5:30.
Hey, wait a minute. Did you say walk MS is tomorrow?
Walk MS Detroit is tomorrow, yes. So she's going down to Detroit to work walk. Walk MS.
Huh, okay. Well, that's my stomping grounds, man.
Yeah, this weekend, or tomorrow is Detroit. Next Saturday is Frankenmuth Walk. So, and then I think those are the only two she's doing because they don't have the Lansing anymore. Last weekend they did Grand Rapids. Oh, no, she's going to do Milford. Milford is it the week after Frankenmuth, I think, now? I can't remember. She's doing Detroit, Frankenmuth, and Milford walks. And so those are the three walks she's doing. And then obviously we do bike, but the bike isn't and it's West Michigan isn't until first weekend in June, so that's coming up.
I'll have to look into oh my god, I'm getting behind every 420 car on the road right now. I mean, 40 and a 70. Oh, man. I'm going to have to look into that a little bit and see what the whole participant I wouldn't mind doing those, especially bike MS, from a participant side of the house. You know, or maybe I could find a way to do both, you know. Or not necessarily to do the biking and also, you know, be on the support side. I don't know, because the idea of the biking, I don't necessarily have to do the event. I could work the event, so I'm gonna have to research it a little.
Yeah, so the two bike events we're gonna have is West Michigan, which is the first weekend in June, and then Frankenmuth bike is August? Yeah, like the last full weekend in August. Like 26th or 27th or whatever is the Frankenmuth bike. So those are the two bike events that we got here in Michigan.
Well, maybe I could be in shape to do the, how many miles is it, you know? Bike.
Well, you get your choice of 30, 50, 75, or 100.
I should be pretty easily able to do a 30, but 50 would be nice. Half century. I don't know. We have to see what kind of condition I can get myself in by August, end of August. I'm carrying more weight than I'm used to, and I haven't been on a bike meaningfully in a while, so I'd have to work my way back. But I am starting slow path, but I am starting to pass. That might be one to do. Again, like I said, a participant, not necessarily to work it. So you could, you guys could call me in if I fall off and have a heart attack.
Actually, we could just have you, we could just have you sweep the rail trail, because that's something we can't, that Saturday, Frankenmuth, there's a rail trail, and so we can't really take motorized vehicles on it, but we can kind of go up and down and look in the middle of it, and at the ends and starts, so we could just have you go up and down the rail trail all the time. Oh my gosh, woman, the restaurant closes in 8 minutes, where the hell are you?
Maybe she's getting you a big surprise.
She just walked out the front door, finally. Christ. Here she comes. Let's go! Get the lid out! Oh, she's got a weird look on her face.
Well, let me just say, before she hops in the car, it's really amazing how you speak so kindly of her, and how quickly she's in and out and thoughtful, so, you know, but I don't want to say that while she's in earshot.
She says they were busy as hell, but I thought they got rid of all the regular checkout people, and it's all self-checkout.
Oh, no.
So you're the only person that can blame it, because you're the one that checks yourself out.
Oh, no.
Hello, Michelle.
They closed down half their self-checkout line, and the self-checkout line was lined all the way to the door. So I had to go to an actual cashier.
Yeah, you tell them. God darn it, unappreciative, Fred.
I was trying to tell her. I texted her family chat. The restaurant. Oh, you don't even have her. She didn't have her phone. I'm like, hello? The restaurant closes in 9 minutes. Right, and sister's like, yeah, you better hurry. And I'm like, ugh. And then I'm like, okay, well, 6 minutes to get to the restaurant, which, sitting in traffic lights, I should be able to get to. I got to go to what, Grand Blanc Road? Yeah, Grand Blanc. I come in from the rear. Oh, wait. No turn on red. Ah!
All right, there, I'm talking to my XYL here myself, so I'll let you guys coordinate, blow the stoplights necessary to get to the restaurant on time, and We are just about home, so I have to see if we got to make any stops and whatnot before, because I got about a half mile here. Catch you in a little bit, W8FQ.
Oops, this one just turned green. Oh, come on, I can do it. 4 minutes. W8FQ.
Talk about food made me hungry.
W-A-D-A-P.
KEATFM.